sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, surprises, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? Yes, we are back. And, you know, it seems like forever since we were on. And then again, it seems like what?
I got no sound. Oh, there I am. I can't hear you in my headphones.
That's what you wanted.
I don't want to listen to you talk. that is true. So happy Thanksgiving to me.
Exactly.
And to all of you listening on another episode of Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
A week ago, we drove up to Orlando.
We did.
We did some pretty cool stuff. I did, an amusement ride inside the Orlando Convention Center.
It was epic.
It was kind of cool. It threw my equilibrium off, so I knew better. Then we went to the Orlando Magic game.
We did.
Scariest thing I have ever seen in my life.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, oh, I was there. I wasn't scared. What did you see?
I saw your credential. And that scared for the day. It scared the kajubis out of me. Because
they did.
I put a curtail to that.
I was going
to
ask if I could keep it. You know, put it in the Hall of Fame and the radio. What do they call it? Do they have a broadcaster
archives.
Hall of Fame?
Of course they do.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So when you go in and you're shrined in it, and you get your bus, what do they call it?
Yeah. No, it's a microphone.
Is it?
I don't know.
It's sound. I mean, it makes sense.
How would I know?
But I would put that right there behind it.
On today's program, not one but both main event Saturday night in L.A. Tito and Chuck will both be on, and then the co-main event's coming on, the filthy one, Tom Lawler. Kind of looking forward to that. Stitch Duran going to make a stop by.
Nice.
And I'd already had Stitch planned to come on. We talked about him coming on. But I figured since I already have my ticket to go see Creed tonight, Stitch is in Creed.
Which Creed? The band?
Creed 2. Yeah, the band. Yeah.
Oh, nice.
What's the lead singer?
Oh, I don't know his name.
I'd met him. I can't think of his name. He was in the Hooters box.
Okay.
At Tampa Stadium.
I'll have to look his name up. I don't know. But I just know him as the lead singer of Creed.
Yeah. As soon as you say it, Mark, I think, might be his first name.
Is it really?
I don't know. I don't remember.
That should be a trivia question. Like, somebody call in and get free pizza if they get it.
No, I'm sure plenty of people are going to do the same thing you're doing.
Let's Google
lead singer Creed.
What do we do before Google? Like, how do we get information? Like, an encyclopedia?
Honestly, I didn't care then. Yeah. I would never go out of my way. You know, to look anything
Scott
up.
Stapp.
That's right, Scott Stapp.
Is that Warren's brother?
Yes. Also on the program today, a phone call from Brett Dunlaney, who is the head guy, I think he's the CEO, of the Bad Boy Mowers Gasparilla Bowl.
What?
Right around the corner.
That's cool. Those Bad Boy Mowers are awesome.
Well, so
have
is
you
the
seen
game.
Them?
No.
Oh,
I don't cut my yard.
They're beefy. They're like, they're incredible.
I don't cut my yard. That's what I have goats for. I put goats in the backyard. I thought
the goats were for yoga.
No.
Oh.
Well, no, I send the kids to go do yoga. I have people come to the temple, and they pay to do yoga with the goats, and then I put the goats to work to cut the yard.
It's efficient.
That's what I can do. Hey, I also did you a favor, too.
Okay. What'd you do?
I'm not telling you.
Oh.
But my favor for you will be on at the top of the hour.
Ooh, boy. I guess I'll stick around.
A little something for you. Since you just took me up with whatever that was. What was that?
Nothing but rolls.
Oh.
That's my food truck name. I'm going to open up a food truck. Nothing but rolls.
Sushi?
Nothing but rolls, baby.
All right.
If it's in a roll form, it's going to be served out of a truck.
The Debbie cake, what were those called?
Ho-hos?
Ho-hos. They were rolls.
If it's a roll, I'll put it on a truck.
Pretty cool week, let's be honest.
Okay.
It's Thanksgiving.
It is Thanksgiving.
Which is my favorite holiday for two reasons.
You like to eat?
I love to eat.
And you don't have anything to do because I watch football.
I don't even watch football.
Really?
I really don't.
You're not going to watch the games?
I may watch a little.
You
but
will.
I don't really care.
You're a sports guy.
I'm really not.
You act like you're not.
I'm really not.
You've been doing it for so long.
That's why I'm not.
You care.
I really don't. I'll watch.
You'll watch.
But I don't care.
That's true.
I honestly could care less if Dallas or Washington wins.
Because the media jades you. Like, because you don't root. You don't have fans. Like, you know, it's you're just there to report the event as it happens. So
when it comes to football, when it comes to baseball, when it comes to hockey, you know, I get to know, we get to know fighters.
Sure.
And so I look at it inside deeper.
Sure.
I'm not a fan outside. Like, I've always been offended. Is that the right word? Like, I don't even remember who the person was, a local media person. We're at Tampa Stadium. We're down on the ground. It was a couple of years ago because we got to go on the field back then. And he's rooting for the Philadelphia Eagles.
Oh.
I just don't think media should root.
Well, I mean, I was in Denver 2 weeks ago in the media row with a guy next to me, and he rooted. And
he didn't stay long.
He got shut down so quick.
Well, yeah, you're not.
Because you're there to do a job. You're there to report on the events that are happening.
Now, where it's different, where it could sway a little bit, is the network. The network that covers, you know, the official whatever. Like, we are.
Orlando Magic.
The Orlando Magic affiliate.
Sure.
So does that make it better? I mean, I still don't root for him, especially since Mo is gone. But is that better? Now, here I want to give a big props to Caleb Benenat.
Okay.
Okay. We were talking in the locker room, and, you know, I never talk football with these guys. Matter of fact, they've even said that. They're like, you never talk football.
Right.
I go, do you want me to talk football?
Because everybody else talks football.
They're like, no, not really.
They're tired of talking football.
Then why did you bring it up? So I said, you know, I went to see Little River Band in Orlando at the Wine and Food, whatever, last year.
Right.
And I was really ticked off because not a soul in Little River Band was in Little River Band. Now, they're in it now.
So the original have moved on. So it's not the same.
Either moved on or not.
Okay.
Well, Little River Band's from Australia.
All right.
Okay. So I said, it kind of takes away, right? And Caleb, without batting an eye, you know what he said?
No.
We're not the original Buccaneers.
That's true.
I'm like, I never thought of it that way.
That's true. And you're still a Buccaneer fan.
Right. Well, I'm not a Buccaneer fan. I'm just saying.
but for the people that love the franchise,
right?
They're not. It's not the original star players that made them fall in love with the game.
So you know what I thought? I went, aha, aha, makes sense. A little bit of that made sense.
Okay.
I still don't like this new Little River Band, but that's beside the point.
All right. I guess the only real question is, like, which James Bond are you?
Oh, Sean Connery.
Okay.
What's wrong with you?
Okay. I was just asking, but same kind of thing. You know, which one continues that franchise on?
And I can't tell you all the James Bonds.
Yeah. I don't.
Roger Moore. Sean Connery are the only two that I can tell
Pierce
you.
Pierce Bronson.
Yeah, but wasn't he like only two episodes? So I don't think I ever watched him. Next.
I don't know.
Daniel somebody that's doing it now, I've never seen.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I honestly couldn't. Just like Batman. How many different Batmans are there?
Yeah, I mean, Val Kilmer and...
I
never saw that one.
Keaton. Who's my favorite? I love Michael Keaton. Okay. I love Michael Keaton. You need to, on your stream TV, or TV stream, which is stream TV.
StreamTVPro.com.
Pull up Night Shifts.
Okay.
And watch Night Shifts.
Yeah?
With Michael Keaton and Henry Winkler.
So you know the people behind this.
Should I tell you a little bit about Night Shifts real quick?
If you want to tell us. Okay, tell us all.
So they're running, they work in not a mortuary, but where dead bodies go.
A morgue.
So it is a mortuary. So they're working at a morgue,
okay.
And they're trying to make money, so they end up running a prostitution ring out of the morgue.
Okay.
It's pretty funny.
Makes sense.
It's bad because it's like way back in the 70s.
Is the correlation that the people working in the prostitution are dead souls already, and so they're already...
No. You should watch it. It is kind of funny. You know, Henry Winkler is just this stuck-up guy.
The Fonz?
Yeah, it's the Fonz. It's the Fonz. Guy got so lucky, Henry Winkler.
Really?
Well, that role, Arthur Fonzarelli, was not supposed to be a regular character.
Oh, okay.
It was just supposed to be, you know, a side person.
Sure.
And kind of took off.
It's kind of like me. I ended up in this booth.
You haven't taken off yet, though. And that's what we're still waiting. We're still waiting for the takeoff.
So am I.
Yeah. Aren't we all? Big game Monday night. Did you catch any of that?
Nope.
KC, LA?
I heard it was 100 points.
First time in the history of the NFL.
Is that good for the sport?
Can I finish?
Sure.
Okay. First time in the history of the NFL, team scores 50-plus and loses. Never happened before.
Is that good for the sport?
I'm more apt to watch a game that's 50-52 than 7-3.
Because, you know, football's kind of revered itself as, like, defensive side of the ball wins games, wins championships. Offense gets you there. Defense wins the title. With all the new rules, you can't touch the quarterback. You can't wave your hand in their vision. You can't. There's so many restrictions on the defensive players now for player safety.
Yeah, you can't do anything, right.
Now the offense have all the advantage.
Absolutely. That's why so many are scoring.
Yeah, so.
Except for the Buccaneers.
Right. Yeah, we're exempt from that. We're exempt from the scoring.
503 yards, I think they had in the one game and 3 points.
And are
they
you happy?
Had more yards than I believe it was the Rams and or the Chiefs. I don't remember which. They scored 50 points. The Bucs scored 3.
But are you happy now that Jameis is named the starter again?
Don't care.
Can we give Griffin a chance? What are we obviously keeping this kid around?
Would have liked to have seen him play on Sunday. But you're right. Why do you have a third? The third is the emergency guy. So if you don't need the emergency, has a third quarterback ever even gone in? He's not even dressed.
Yeah, you can't even decide on which one is worse, Fitz or Winston. So why not give your third string guy, if you believe in him, you drafted him, you've developed him, give him a shot.
I agree.
The season's falling away. I mean, the playoffs are a dwindling hope. I don't think we can even, can we make the playoffs still?
What are they? They're 3-7.
If we run the table.
So 9-7.
Maybe.
But I don't see it.
I mean, we're going to beat the 49ers this week, hopefully.
They still play the Saints.
That's
now,
not
granted,
good.
Granted, the Saints' only loss is to the Bucs.
Yeah, but that was game one.
But it's certainly not happening again.
Not with the injuries. Lights out.
Yeah. All right, so real quick before Tito comes on. I went to a particular store. I don't want to say what restaurant.
Okay.
And they have a thing called Pick 2.
All right.
Okay. So I go up and I ask the person, and you run a restaurant.
Sure.
So I go up and I say, all right, in the pick two, can I get a full sandwich? And she said, no. I said, all right, I'll take a half a Cuban. And then she goes, and now you can pick from soup, salad, or half a sandwich. Okay. I just looked at her. I said, all right, I'll take another half a Cuban. She goes, okay. What?
So now you just got a full Cuban.
I just got a full Cuban. So why did you say no if you can? If it's pick two, you pick two of everything that's up there. A half a sandwich, a soup, or a salad.
It doesn't say you can't pick two of the same thing.
No, it does not say that.
Yeah, because if I want double romaine today, so I get...
What do you mean? All right. Thanksgiving weekend. I cannot wait to eat on Saturday. A lot of things going on Sunday. UCF, USF, we're going to talk about that. And then don't bother me come Saturday.
Why?
Because on the TV, both main event guys are on today. Co-main event is on today. But let's start with, been on this program more than anybody, including you, Tito Ortiz. Tito, how are you?
Doing wonderful, man. Thank you. Thank you for having the show once again. Fight week. Fight week is here. I'm ready.
Is this fight week any different than any other?
Not really. Just because I always just prepare myself so well, and I know what I need to do PR-wise. I know what I need to do to cut the weight. I know what I need to just get my mind ready for a war.
When you say PR-wise, I mean, you've always, you know, been heavily involved in the PR on any of your fights. Now, as you're more involved in the promotion, did you have to do anything more than you've normally done for any of your fights in the past?
Not really. I mean, besides to help put the card together, just make sure I was on the conference calls every week with Golden Boy Promotion, with my agent, Chuck's agents, we were on phone calls also, just to make sure promotion-wise everything was getting done the right way and trying to reach out to all my promotion people to be able to get on radio and, of course, on your station was always number one. But just trying to make sure I did the right things on my side to kind of promote.
This isn't the first time, Tito, that you fought somebody that you don't like. Does it put added pressure? Really do dislike your opponent?
Yes, I do dislike Chuck. As far as putting out of pressure, I really don't. It doesn't really bother me at all. I know what I need to do. I've been training now, like I say, for 18 weeks. So I've really put in the camp I needed to do. Chuck tried to say that he's in my mind. He's confused. I'm 10 times the guy I was when I fought him a long time ago. You know, I went through a lot of personal stuff, and now my mind is focused. And if he thinks I'm the man I was when we fought, he's in for one hurt.
How long ago was it date-wise? When was one and when was two?
One was in 2004, I believe. I want to say the exact date, but I want to say it was in November. And then number two was New Year's Eve 2006.
Wow. Isn't it honestly hard to believe it was that long ago, though?
It really is hard to believe that it was that long ago. You know, I really haven't really stopped fighting. You know, this last year has been the longest time I've taken off. It's only been a year and a half. But I've stayed in shape. I've been active over the last 8 years that he hasn't been active. I've been active. But like I say, he looks like he's in great shape. He looks fast, or not as fast as he used to be, but decent fast speed compared to what he was when he first started training. So I guess he's in really good shape. It's kind of funny today. We did KTLA, which is a news station out here, and one of my old masseuses, Jim Weathers, actually is working on him now. And I used Jim Weathers when I had my back problem, when I had I had them having disc fusion, and I'm kind of questioning that right now. Why are you bringing Jim Weathers out? And he's with him the whole time until the fight. So is there an injury there? It kind of just made me a little more excited. I was like, wow, I get an opportunity to smash Chuck and do it with no problem at all. So it's just one of those things that whatever it comes down, as long as Chuck Liddell's in shape, it'll be a great fight for the fans.
Let me ask you this, Tito, and we've been friends a long, long time, and this just kind of confuses me. You know, I've heard the term, you know, and not just for this fight, for a lot of fights, a money grab, a cash grab. My question to you is, isn't every fight about money? Isn't that what you guys do business for?
Exactly. That's what I don't understand. People always say money got crash grab. I mean, like, what are we doing this stuff for free? I mean, no. This is a business model. This is business to me. And I've understood that maybe in the beginning of my game when I first fought, you know, I fought in the UFC 13 for free. That was because I was looking to compete. I was a competitor. I have three kids now. I have to take care of my mother. I pay for my mother's home. I pay for my home. I have a lot of financial overhead that I make sure I pay for. My kids' futures in college and so forth, I got to make sure I take care of that stuff. My future, just living, I got to take care of that stuff. No one else is paying my bills. I don't have no rich parents. I'm the only person that is able to work hard and, you know, really give my family up forward where I'm paying for everything. And people try to say, oh, you're for the money grab. What job do you do for free? That's my
exactly.
question.
Exactly. It just kind of threw me. I was watching, I think it was one of the press conferences, and somebody made the comment to Chuck, and I'm starting to think, well, every fight, I mean, we get paid to do the radio show. You get paid, you know, with the car thing that you're doing. I mean, that's what we all do. We're all working to make money. So if people are willing to spend money to watch you and Chuck fight or watch Filthy Tom Lawler fight, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, and a great thing is a big chunk of that actually comes to us fighters finally. Oscar's going out of his way to give up 60% of the revenue for me and Chuck to split right down the middle. That is the first time in mixed martial arts history this is going to happen, and I'm really excited. You know, it is Thanksgiving, so I guess I got to thank every one of the fans who do buy pay-per-view on Thanksgiving to give back to us fighters that really built this sport to what it is today. With our blood, sweat, and tears, finally we're going to make some great money. So it's up to the fans to buy the pay-per-view and give back to us, and we're very thankful. Hopefully they will.
So I'm going to assume, Tito, that no Thanksgiving dinner for you on Thursday. Will that be Sunday?
You are 100% right on and hit the nail on the coffin, man. That is it. I have literally no Thanksgiving this year. The first time in 21 years I have no Thanksgiving. But my weight's good. You know, I was 224 or 226 yesterday. I woke up this morning at 219. I just got in a little small meal. So, you know, I just ration my stuff. But I'm able to, the weight's coming off super fast, a little faster than I thought it would come off. But I think that's because I'm in such great shape.
How about promotion-wise? You know, we've had you on, obviously, many, many times, and we've talked about what's next, and you have said, and Chuck has said, it all depends on what happens on Saturday. Are you close enough to kind of gauge, you know, where you are and what possibly could be next for the promotion?
They're like, already getting the reaction. Like, they want to keep doing this. They want to continue to do it just because of the promotion we're getting out of it and the responses we're getting out of it. And, yeah, of course, there's the guys saying, oh, this fight shouldn't happen, and those are the UFC people. But, you know, on the opposite side of the spectrum, the people who appreciate us fighters, they see an opportunity for fighters to finally start making great money and to change the game. And I'm going to help do that with Oscar De La Hoya.
I know that when we talked, you said that your job was to focus on Chuck. You were going to do some promotion, but, you know, you are involved in the promotion. Do you know about the fight card? How do we get more information on the fight card? How can the fans find out who else will be fighting Saturday night?
Well, of course, on the fight card, they can go to Golden Boy Boxing or on social media. It's posted. Just look for the Golden Boy, or excuse me, the Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz 3 full fight card, and it's posted on social media. But this is one of the little things that those guys still got to correct. Yesterday at the press conference, Oscar didn't know the whole card or the names of the guys. I mean, he should have had a list in front of him. He should have been saying each one of the guys' names. But they're working out the kinks. I mean, some that sure. I've been focusing on so much on this fight that I'll be able to fix those things while I'm not fighting.
How important is this to you and honestly to Chuck, you know, as legends of this sport, to kind of help kick this off, to kind of help the future generation of MMA fighters, you know, fix some of the issues that you and Chuck and Randy and, you know, some of the older guys have gone through?
You know, I think I was the first one to kind of be an outspoken guy about the payments of fighters, that they should be getting paid a little more. I'd watch boxers, they get paid 15, 20 million a fight. And I was like, what are we doing different? Now here's an opportunity where I'm able to come full circle and do it again and not be held down about it. The promotion actually wants to make that happen, and he believes in that. When I spoke with Oscar, he's like, dude, you've got to understand, I was a fighter, and I fought my butt off, and I want to make sure that I'm able to give back because now I'm a promoter. And what I've done for boxing has been huge. I mean, what he's done with Canelo and all the other boxers that he's going to help make, I'm able to do the same thing with mixed martial arts, and he wants to help me do it. So I think just comes full circle and able to give back to mixed martial artists to show what type of true artist or characters it can be.
Kind of on a total side note, we've talked Oscar De La Hoya a couple times. We've mentioned his name. I just had a big explosion in the back of my head. I think, because I know somebody who knows Oscar De La Hoya, we should get him invited to the...
Are you cut out right there?
I said, since I know somebody who knows Oscar De La Hoya, we should get him invited to the Kevin Carter event in Nashville.
Yes, I know. Oscar's really hard at this time to get around because I was trying to get him to do this promotion with me. But let me tell you, I'll work on it for sure. So when this fight is a home run and I do stop Chuck, so I'll be a little bit closer to Oscar and I'll try to get him out there.
There you go. Well, we'll talk about that down the road. Before I let you go, T-shirt yet? Is it out yet? Do we go to the website to see what it looks like? Because you always have those special T-shirts.
The After Fight shirt is not out yet, but it is a great one. I'm going to love when I put it on. If you go to punishment.com, check it out. I've got my walkout shirt right now for guys, girls, and kids. So please check it out. And you're coming to the fight, right?
No, I'm not. I'm not going to be able to get out there. It's my wife's birthday on Friday.
Okay. Well, I had your 2 tickets for you. I told you I was going to give you press passes and everything, but all right. That's fine.
Well, my co-host is looking at me like, let's book a flight.
Yeah,
so.
let's not give up on this.
Yeah, you get here on Saturday morning.
She'll have another birthday. We're okay. Not going to have another
all right,
Chuck.
Saturday morning. Maybe we can get out
Saturday.
We're
not going to have another Chuck and Tito 3.
All right. Matt's looking at me. I will check flights, and I will give you a call back after the show tonight, Tito.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much. And of course, all the fans in Florida, I appreciate your support. Please check this fight out. Tell your friends, tell everybody. Fix us the money. Let's give Thanksgiving back. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone. But Chuck Liddell, Tito Ortiz 3, live on pay-per-view. Please check it out.
There you go. Tito, thank you very much. Have a happy Thanksgiving tomorrow. Best of luck on Saturday, and enjoy the feast on Sunday.
Awesome, man. Same to you. Thank you so much.
Take care. Tito Ortiz, everybody. And yes, he has been on this program more than any other person not named Randy Harris. I'm just saying. He's been on more than you. He's been on more than any of the other co-hosts. He's been on more than Sean.
Well, rightfully so. He's had such a long career in the sport. I mean, he should be the number one guest.
You know, one of the things that people have always asked, and I know we need to hit this break because Stitch Duran coming up next, is one of the reasons I've loved this sport is the fact that the biggest names in this sport, Tito Ortiz, Randy Couture, Chuck Liddell coming up, Ken Shamrock, when they were at the top, when they were at the bottom, you couldn't tell the difference. They've been the same person from day one until 10 seconds ago when Tito hung up on the phone.
Sure.
And that's why I love this sport. That's why I love the athletes. It's just different than any other sport that I've covered, any other sport that I've watched, any other sport that I like. And that's what drives me to continue to cover this sport.
That makes sense. I mean, because of the raw barbarian nature of the sport, it's very humbling because any man can lose and any man can win with one punch or one kick. So I think that changes people, you know, as opposed to a different sport where no matter what happens on the field of play, that they're never going to be in a situation where they're embarrassed.
Why we hit this break, Google, check out a cheap flight.
Flight to LA. Orlando.
If we can find it, I'll go.
Oh!
I'll go. See what you can find.
We happened 2 weeks ago.
Coming to you live from Torta Pizza 2, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone.
Well, I took a walk around the world to ease my troubled mind.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Torta Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Torta Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Torta Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
It's time to get back in the holiday spirit, and we are very excited to once again be involved with the Ryan Neese Foundation and the 10th annual Power of Giving Holiday Party presented by the DiBartolo Family Foundation on December 6th at T. Pepin's Hospitality Center. You will enjoy delicious food, open bar, games, celebrity guests, and great entertainment while helping to empower teens to become leaders and impact giving in their communities. To purchase your tickets or to get more information on the Ryan Neese Foundation, please go to www.ryanneesefoundation.com. Experience the power of giving and get your tickets today at www.ryanneesefoundation.com.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12-draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
This is Mike Evans with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and you're listening to Knockout Radio.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza 2, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. And why do we do this? Why do you do this to me? Well, I asked you a month ago.
Listen, until Tito invited us to come out with press passes and was truly disappointed that we weren't going.
Well, I don't know about a we.
I mean, he said he had two tickets. Who else would you take?
I could take almost anybody.
You didn't take anybody to the UFC 25th anniversary 2 weeks ago in Denver, Colorado.
Yeah, that's true.
Can we go back and talk about that weekend? We have time.
Sure.
Before Stitch comes on. I mean, how cool is Stitch? I mean, these guys, Stitch and Bruce, some of these guys that are part of the promotion have bigger fan bases than a lot of the fighters do.
Stitch doesn't even go by his real name.
Right.
That's how big he is.
But he's a cool figure,
though. No, that's what I'm saying. That's how big he is. Yeah. He doesn't even go by his real name.
It's awesome.
And I was going to mention that to him. You know, you don't need to say Jacob.
Right. No one knows.
Stitch.
No one knows what Jacob is.
Ironically, did I ever tell you the Tito story?
No.
So Tito's in town, and I'm doing his PR junket as he's getting ready for the Ken Shamrock fight in Fort Lauderdale. And we leave the press box, and he goes, "Hey, can you do me a favor? Since we're basically done, can you call the airline and get my flight changed?"
Okay.
Sure. So I call the airline, and I said, "Yeah, I'm calling for Tito Ortiz. He's on the 6:30 flight to Fort Lauderdale. Can we, or the 8:30, we'd like to change it to the 6:30. I'm sorry, sir, but there is no Tito Ortiz on the flight." And I said, "No, I'm pretty sure there is. He's sitting right here next to me." "Well, let me check again." "No, I'm sorry, sir. There is no Tito Ortiz on the flight." I'm like, "Tito, you're on the 8:30 flight, right?" He goes, "Yeah, that's why I asked you to change it."
Right.
I go back, "Ma'am, Tito Ortiz is on." "Tito, what's your real name?" "Jacob." "Oh, okay."
"What's your legal name?"
You know? Yeah, legal real name. All right, so from Tito Ortiz to another guy that doesn't go by his real name because he doesn't have to. Stitch, how are you?
"Hey, what's up, man? Yeah, you're right. Tito's name is Jacob, man, which is kind of nice."
Yeah, no, exactly. And that's why I was telling that funny story. And I thought it was perfect, even though I asked you to come on the show last week. I just got my ticket to go see Creed 2 tonight.
"Oh, well, me too. I'll be there tonight also. I also went to the premiere in New York, so I had a little preview of it. And, yeah, I think you're going to like it, man. Let me know what you think, Eddie."
You like how Stitch just did that? Because Stitch and I have talked. I was supposed to go to the premiere with him. His wife went to the first one. I was going to the second one. How was the premiere?
"It was awesome, man. You know, I had a great time. And, you know, I really kind of, I felt like an actor at that point, you know, doing the red carpet and having all these people come up. And, so life was pretty good, man. I was glad to be part of it."
Yeah, and I'm sure that you are a phenomenal actor playing a cut man.
"No, I'm not. Actually, I'm a cut man playing an actor."
Well, it's got to be beautiful. I mean, honestly, it's you're playing you. I mean, if you can't play you, who can?
Yeah, you know, that was a great thing when Ryan Coogler first brought me on for the first one. You know, he says, you know, I want to use you, and anything you see, please let us know, you know. And in the first script, my name was Marcel, but when Sly introduced us, or Rocky introduced us to Adonis, he says, oh, this is he's the best cut man in Philadelphia. Man, Randy, deep inside, I'm thinking, thank you. And the next day, I thanked him. And he said, yeah, you know, it has to be authentic. So, yeah, it's an honor just to be part of this whole franchise and you know, to play myself. So life doesn't get much better than that.
Obviously been around the combat world, the fight game, you know, your entire life. What was your thinking of Rocky Balboa? Not, you know, Sylvester Stallone and just the movies themselves of Rocky. Have you always been a Rocky fan?
Oh, yeah, of course, man. You know, and what we do, how can you not be part of a Rocky, you know, fan? And, you know, I got to do Balboa when Rocky fought his last fight. This one I was in the corner of Mason the Lion Dixon, which was Antonio Tarver. So, you know, he wrote, directed, and acted in that one, and I got to see how great of a director, writer, and actor he was. And just to spend 6 weeks on both of these creeds, I really just kind of verified that, you know, Sly is the best at what he does.
You know, and I don't think a lot of people give Sylvester Stallone the credit, you know, that he deserves. I know he's won the awards, and, you know, so maybe Hollywood does. But I think people forget he wrote these. You know, this was, you know, his vision back day one, and he's still writing. And I think it says a great deal about his talent.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And, you know, one of the little talks we had together, you know, off camera and all that, he says he prefers writing over acting. You know, so that's what he specializes in, and he's real good at it.
Anything, I'm sure you can't leak anything out. Is there going to be a Creed 3? Is there going to be a Stitch 2? You know, what is coming up down the road?
Well, you know, there was Mark Kennedy from the Associated Press wrote a nice article, and he really praised the movie, and he says, you know, there has to be a Creed 3, you know. And so I would think down the line that, you know, it's such a strong franchise at this point, and there's some great storylines, you know, being in Ivan Drago and his son Victor, you know, that's a story in itself, you know. And I've been telling people in this Creed 2, you know, you have that story. You have the story with Adonis and Bianca, his girlfriend. And then you have the story with Rocky that's tied into Adonis and Ivan Drago, you know. So, yeah, I don't think you've seen the last of them. That's my own personal opinion, but I think I'm probably right.
You know, and so many times when there's such a big hit going back to Rocky One, and then fans are like, no, you can't do a sequel because you can never make, you know, do it justice. Obviously, there's now been, you know, six Rockies, now Creed, and there continues to be a storyline. And when you sit back and think, it kind of is interesting that Ivan Drago, obviously we know what he did to Apollo Creed, and now his both sons are fighting. So there is some intrigue in that. It's not just making a movie for the sake of making a movie.
No, I agree, and then that's what I was saying. You know, I was giving you those three storylines, you know, so you could go all three ways, if not any, just one way, you know. So, yeah, what Rocky did, and, you know, because he wrote this second one. The first one, people don't realize that Ryan Coogler wrote the first one and directed it. And being that he was stuck in Black Panther, then Sly took over, and Steve Capel, the young director, did a tremendous job. So, yeah, I would look forward to seeing number three, and, you know, I hope they call me into that one.
All right, so if people are watching the movie at the theater I'm going to tonight, or they're watching it all day, you know, tomorrow or the day after, whatever, when do they not want to leave the theater to go to the restroom or go to buy popcorn? Where are we going to see you? When do we need to be ready?
Yeah, get your popcorn early, you know, sit back, relax, and enjoy the movie, because, you know, there were moments when, I mean, there was like three phases of my personality that came out. You know, there were some funny moments. You know, there were some definitely some exciting moments where your adrenaline kicks in. And then there was a couple moments where, you know, you kind of look at it and you know, even though I think I'm pretty manly, you know, I kind of choked up a little bit. You know, so there's that kind of action that's in the movie. And plus the fight scenes, not, you know, talking about the fight scenes, but the fight scenes alone are tremendous. And one of my friends just texted me a while ago, and he said, man, it looked like a pay-per-view fight. You know, so that's not a bad thing.
How long, you know, if the filming was 6 or 7 weeks, how long were you there? How long were you involved in the filming?
Well, no, my parts were 6 weeks, you know, and I mean, these guys, I think, filmed for, you know, 3 months at least. And but the parts that I was involved in, which were the fight scenes, took 6 weeks to film on both of them.
Oh, wow. I didn't realize that. And where was the filming at?
In Philadelphia. And so, you know, no better place. You know, I had mentioned in an interview that, you know, Philadelphia is Rocky's home. Now it seems to be the home for Apollo Creed or Adonis Creed.
Have you ever gone or did they take you around and show you, you know, the locations of the old gym, of the pet shop, of all that kind of stuff? Have you seen all that stuff?
Man, I never had time for that. You know, they would give us 14, 16 hours of work every day. And, you know, the days that you were off, you didn't want to do nothing. So, you know, me as a cut man, I just show up for the fight. I do the fight and I'm done, you know.
Right.
But within 14, 16 hours, remind me of the days when I was a farm worker.
Well, one of these times, you know, let me know and I'll meet you up there and I'll take you to some of them. Because, you know, if you're a huge Rocky fan like I am, I mean, just go in there knowing what it was supposed to be. I mean, it's not. I think it's a drugstore that was the gym and the pet shop that's right across the street. You know, us true Rocky fans loved going to see that. Before I let you go, what else is going on in the life of Jacob Stitch Duran?
Well, you know, I joined a new group called FFC, Final Fight Championships. They just signed a 3-year deal with Caesars Entertainment, and also with CBS Sports. But we're going to be having weekly shows at the Reel, which are crazy. We've done 5 shows for this year, just kind of, you know, get the feelers out and make sure that when we kick in January the 24th, we're going to have a total of 40 fights weekly. But the layout on that, Randy, is going to be 1 boxing, 2 kickboxing, and 2 MMA on the same night. And they're all going to be done in the ring. Or Sazovko is from Croatia, and he managed ProCop, but he comes from 30 years of TV production, and he's also a promoter. So what he brought to the table, the venue is tremendous, the Fight Dome. It is a tremendous thing. He brought in the best camera equipment, the best LEDs, and it's going to be entertainment for the fans to see 3 disciplines in 1 night. So I'm really excited to be part of that. My position is director of regulatory affairs, so I'll be working with the fighters and I'll be doing a lot of airtime, TV time, and so it's a blessing in disguise. And man, I don't have to travel as much.
Well, and I was just going to ask that. Does that mean that you're going to now travel less and do less events outside of Vegas?
Yeah, you know, I'm restricted. I'm exclusive with them on MMA shows. So I had let Scott Coker and Ray Sepple from Bellator and Professional Fight League and Invicta with Shannon Knapp that I couldn't work their events anymore, but I'm still available to do the boxing, and you know, now I'm working the bare knuckle fights, and I'm excited just to continue doing those. So it looks like I got the best of both worlds.
You know, I'm just going back in my mind. You said that you worked Mason the Line Dixon's corner. Obviously, Antonio Tarver, a good friend of mine, celebrated his 50th birthday last night. So is there a clip, is there a photo of the two of you, you know, working together in Rocky, what was it, Rocky Balboa, I think was the name of that one.
Balboa. It was called Balboa. I think I got to go through my archives. But, yeah, there's some great pictures that are, you know, together with me and Antonio Tarver.
Yeah, I'll need to get with you. We need to put one of those photos up in the studio, I think, Matt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's something we definitely need to do. Stitch, as always, sir, thank you very much for your time. I'm excited to see the movie tonight. I go at 9 o'clock. I will text you. I won't do it tomorrow because it's Thanksgiving. I'll text you on Friday and let you know what I thought of the movie.
All right, my man. Well, listen, appreciate it. Thanks for having me on. And, you know, for all your listeners, yeah, get your tickets early because, you know, a friend told me last night it was sold out. And the people were clapping and cheering and all that. So I'm glad to be part of the Creed II legacy. And thanks for having me on, brother.
As always, it's great seeing you. I'll see you again real soon. Thanks, Stitch.
All right. God bless. Happy Thanksgiving to all.
That is Stitch Duran. Like I said, we don't even need to know his real name or last name.
Doesn't
it's Stitch.
Matter.
It is Stitch. Thanks, Stitch. All right, so let's go hit this break. When we come back, we'll close out the first hour. We'll talk a little NFL, get ready for the entire games. We got the games tomorrow, and then, of course, everything that's going on this weekend. Yep. Yep. See you live from Torta Pizza 2. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Zone. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low-carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza. That's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa. Sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
All right, we are back coming to you live from Tour de Pizza, 88th Avenue and 4th Street in St. Pete. Lots so far. Tito Ortiz talking about his fight on Saturday. Stitch Duran talking about Creed 2. Now on the phone with us, he has a couple days. His fight's not till next week. On Bellator 210, John Salter. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing today?
Not too bad. I had to scream at my co-host to come over because I want him to butcher this instead of me. Go ahead and read who John's opponent is. Go ahead and pronounce that. I'll do the first name, Chidi. Go ahead, tell me his last name.
Nakuni. Nakuni?
No. I got to tell you, I decided not to say his last name too much in interviews either because I don't want to butcher it and have him pissed off about it.
Exactly. So we're just going to go with Chidi. I'll let Matt butcher it later. Okay, first and foremost, probably the most important question that people want me to ask you. You're from the state of Alabama, so are you Alabama or are you Auburn?
Of course, I'm a winner. I'm an Alabama fan.
There you go. That's the second best response I've ever gotten.
Yeah, not the best.
Marcus Brimage once said when I interviewed him, because he's the Bama beast, I said the same thing. He goes, I don't come from the great state of Auburn.
Yeah. Marcus is a buddy of mine, so I'm glad he gave you a good answer.
Next time you talk to him about when we rode the ride at the Rio Casino, the thing that's at the top of the casino, the zip line. Talk to him about that. He's probably still mad.
Right,
it was definitely cool. Hey, I also want to say this to you when I did my 32 seconds of research. I love guys that take fights on short notice. They're there. They're ready. They're willing. And big ups to you because you just got this fight like, what, 2 weeks ago, right? 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, about 3 weeks ago. You know, and normally, you know, I always try to stay in shape to take a fight on somewhat short notice. And it's something that, you know, somewhat scary to do sometimes, but I was in a very good position where one of my teammates was actually getting ready to fight. So I was doing some of his conditioning sessions with him just to give him, you know, make him not have to do it by himself. So I was in pretty decent shape when I got the call, and I was ready to go. So I jumped on it.
How difficult is it to always stay in that type of shape? Because, you know, once a guy calls, it's like a job. You know, if you turn the job down and then you turn it down again, you're going to stop getting those phone calls. So how difficult is it to always be ready, whether you're training or not?
You can do it for a little while. You can't do it forever because your body gets beat down. You start getting injured. After my last fight, I came out. I was relatively uninjured. And obviously, I wanted back in there as soon as possible. So I just told my manager, I'm going to be in shape for a little while. This guy's getting ready for something. So if anything comes along, let me know. And so this was a very good time for me. It matched up well.
What do you know about your opponent, if anything, and does that even matter? Do you need to know anything about him?
He's a very good striker. He's very long. He's got 79-inch reach, which is super long at 185. He's coming up from 170. He's only had one other fight at 185, and he did very well in that fight. He does a good job keeping people away from him. He's really fast, great kickboxer, but at the end of the day, I think, my size and just being the stronger guy, more powerful guy is going to be a problem for him everywhere.
John, I know that you fought in a couple different organizations. Talk about Bellator themselves. I've talked about this. I've come and covered a couple different events. And just the family atmosphere, from Coker down to the fighters and the media, it just seems like, everybody gets along. Everybody is there for the same reason to promote the events.
Yeah, I really like Bellator a lot. And one of my cornermen, he came and cornered me. I think the first fight he cornered me in was Israel, and he's cornered a lot of people in the UFC and stuff like that. And I told him, I really like Bellator a lot. I like the way things are done. Everybody's a lot friendlier. I feel like everybody gets along very well. And I think after the first day of being in, Italy. I think the first day in Italy, he said, yeah, I definitely agree with you. Bellator's very easy to work with and be around. They're just, a lot more laid back. At the end of the week, you got to fight hard, so there's no reason to be stressed out all week.
Fight next weekend on the 30th. You're the main event. Does that add anything, more to the fight? I don't want to say, does it add more pressure? Because you have pressure to win this fight. But being the main event, does it do anything else in preparation or having to do more of this PR? Is that kind of good or bad?
That doesn't really affect me either way. But I think the only thing is fight night, everybody wants to get in there, do their job, and then go eat, So that's the only thing is knowing we're going to be fighting late. But I've done that plenty of times in my career, so it's no problem to me. And at the end of the day, it's nice to be a headliner of a card and feel like you're getting that recognition you've been working so hard for.
Any way possible Alabama will lose before the national championship game?
That's not a question I want to answer because I didn't think there was a way last year. and they tried to give us a heart attack at the end of the season last year. I hope they go out there and stomp Auburn so that one's not too big of a stress. And then got to get back from this fight and watch them beat up Georgia, hopefully. And, who knows? Georgia's a tough team, and Auburn's one of those teams that you just never know who's going to show up. But I sure hope not. I'd like to see Alabama walk through these next two games.
I don't see another, missed field goal return for a touchdown to beat Alabama. I don't think that'll happen. Like you said, the SEC championship game against Georgia could be difficult, but it'll be good TV as well. Well, John, thank you for your time. I'm going to put you on hold real quick. I need to get your address. We're going to send you a package from 8 Man Strong for spending a couple minutes with us today.
Oh, that's awesome. I really appreciate that.
We appreciate your time. That is John Salter. Main event next Saturday, the 30th, and I will remember the fight because it's the day after my birthday, so make sure you get me a good gift there, Matt.
Got it.
I appreciate it.
I will take care of it.
All right. So 1 hour almost down.
It's flying by.
It truly is.
Oh, and you have great guests on. It makes the content in the hour flow by so quick.
Well, it makes it better for me because then you don't have time to talk.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
So it definitely works.
I get paid either way.
I wanted you to butcher Chidi's name.
Yeah, Chidi.
NJOKUNI.
Is that one of those guys that says, hey, we need to get you a fighter name? So they just go to the keyboard and just punch the keypad, and like whatever comes up, that's how you spell it.
I don't think so. I truly don't think that's how it plays.
I think there's a conspiracy because some of these names aren't real.
Of course they are.
No.
No.
It's got to be a nickname.
All right. So.
But if I could rearrange the alphabet, I would put you and I together, Randy Harris.
What does that mean?
I don't know. It's a corny joke.
It wasn't even funny, which is typical of yours. UCF, USF on Saturday.
Crazy.
Who you got?
Got to go UCF.
It's not even a question.
The defending national champions in their own mind.
Yes, well, according to the arena, you know, the stadium, they got it up there.
Why? Why would they put that up? It's so embarrassing.
Do you say that you're the best pizza maker in the world?
I used to until I realized how stupid I sounded.
That's it. That's what put you over the top and that sounded stupid.
That pushed me off the edge.
Oh, my God.
It's like the movie Elf.
Of all the stupid things you say, that's the stupid thing
that
pushes you over?
The movie Elf. They're like, when you have the world's best coffee on the door and he runs to the coffee shop, he's like, congratulations.
I never saw it.
Well, you should watch it. It's on the streamtvpro.com.
Yeah. Second hour, I want to look at the NFL Hall of Fame list.
Okay.
It's been narrowed down. And what I want you to do, and of course you won't get it done in time.
No, I will.
I want you to kick out all the names that have been up for at least 3 years. Because if you're not in within the first 3 years, don't bore me.
You don't deserve it.
This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong.
Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
No.